Claire, tell me a little bit, first of all, about the whole concept of Food Checkout Day or Food Checkout Week that is celebrated by Farm Bureau women all across the country.
That is right. And, you know, Food Checkout Day is a day that farm and ranch women celebrate because it's a day we help others, consumers, be aware of food. And, you know, food is a good deal for us in Oklahoma. I would say we spend 10% of our disposable income for the whole year for food. And that statistic comes from the USDA. So, you know, many countries, they spend 26%. I noticed that Indonesia spends 55%. So we are glad and we feel good about growing safe, abundant, and affordable food. And that's to make the consumers aware of a Food Checkout Day. We were in Tulsa yesterday and Oklahoma City today at different grocery stores. And what we were doing there was buying a lot of groceries and also talking to the people in the grocery stores, giving them recipes to help stretch their food dollar, and also to information on how to read labels to help buy certain foods that are healthy, like veggies and fruit. And so the groceries, why do we buy them? We took them to the Ronald McDonald House. And that's what Farm Bureau women are doing all over the United States. You know, Ronald McDonald House is an awesome place for families away from home who have small children in the hospital. And we just feel very good about making donations to the Ronald McDonald House in Tulsa. And also here in Oklahoma City. It's a pleasure doing it.
Okay. You know, the concept of Food Checkout Week really is to signify this is how long in a year it takes to earn enough money to buy your food for all 12 months, right?
That is correct. Probably January, February 10th, 13th. That is how much time takes from your job, your money, to buy food for the whole year. And that's pretty awesome. It's basically 10%. And maybe you work 6 weeks out of the year, and that money is enough to pay for your groceries. Seems sort of impossible, doesn't it? But it does. So, and we farmers and ranchers, we feel good about growing food to do that for the consumers. You bet.
Now, you've been the chair lady of the Farm Bureau Women in the state of Oklahoma for several years. Tell me a little bit about your operation.
All right. My husband died from cancer numerous years ago. And so it's Clara Wickert, me. And I'm still on the farm. And I have about 400 acres of wheat, about 200 of alfalfa, and cows. No, I don't do the physical labor. I hire someone to do that. But I'm very involved and know exactly where the money goes. So, and my husband and I have lived on that farm for 40 years. So, it's my life.
And so, you know, as you produce the food and then you see it end up at the grocery store, at the supermarket today, and actually go through this process of then taking it to the Ronald McDonald House. How do you feel as far as that you know, in some form of fashion, you've produced some of the things that go through this whole process and end up on somebody's supper or lunch table or breakfast table. How does that make you feel?
Pretty awesome. I think we do an awesome job as farmers and ranchers growing safe, abundant, and affordable food. I feel very good. And sometimes the consumer, I don't believe, realizes what important part we farmers and ranchers have. You know, we're about 1.5% of the working people, agriculture. And I pursue that on a monthly basis in my own elementary school I go in and teach ag in the classroom. And, that is the best start, best place to start teaching children where milk comes from. And everything, eggs, they really believe it comes from the Carl's Apple Market in Fairview. And so I am a big part of training children that agriculture is very important.